Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Black roof country. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Janet Christie. Janet is the founder of Leverage and Development, leverageanddevelopment.com, right, Janet?
That's right.
And the books are 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses and Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. Check out her website, folks. She got a lot of good stuff that will help you, including these top 10 resolutions for you, small business owners. Right, Jen? They can find that right on your website for the new year.
Yes, they can.
And one of the ones, and I want you, that ties on to what we just got through talking about I said that you, and this is one of the problems with being a small business owner. When you start out, you do everything, pretty much. I mean, every job in my business that I now have employees to do, I did once myself. And now they won't let me touch it, right? They won't let me touch what I taught them how to do. But they're smart to do that, by the way. But in the early days, you've got to be a control freak. You've got to be over the top obnoxious about getting these jobs done. And then the problem is, then you have to, if you're going to grow, you have to delegate, hire people, delegate, so that they can do some of those jobs. You fire yourself from jobs and promote yourself to other jobs. One of the things that you talk about in your resolutions is what you call coaching yourself. What do you mean by that?
Well, we were talking earlier about abdicating responsibility
right.
for all or part of your business. And I think some of that.
And she means abdicating, folks. She's not confusing that with delegating. She means abdicating. Go ahead.
Yes, giving it over. Abdicating means giving it over to someone else. Remember, the first time I ever heard that word used was when somebody gave up the crown to somebody else.
Right.
If you're giving it over to somebody else, then you may be looking for somebody to blame or somebody. Mm-hmm. Because you don't feel confident enough.
Right.
And think about the first coaches or the first time we ever talked about coaching. That was for athletes. No coach can make an athlete with no talent, no drive, no determination do well in a football game or a race or anything else. So if you can't coach yourself, then you've got a real problem. Because then you're going to let somebody else tell you how you should do it, and you may have the responsibility or the accountability to them.
So when you're saying coach yourself, you also mean know yourself.
Yes.
If you don't know what you stand for, if you don't know what you want, if you don't know what your values and your goals are, you shouldn't look to somebody else to tell you what those are, should you?
No, and I'm not saying coaches are bad. But if you're going to have a coach, you first have to know what you want to accomplish. They can't tell you what you need to accomplish.
Coaches aren't there to tell you what to do. The coaches are there to hold you accountable.
And make sure that you are holding yourself accountable.
Right.
So they should be moving you along. And if you don't, being an entrepreneur or a business owner can be lonely, especially when you first start out. So,
mm-hmm.
If you need a friend, get a friend. Don't get a coach and then abdicate to them. If you need somebody to commiserate with you, there's a lot to be said for, having some friends or a group of people you get together with regularly to help you weather the storm.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying if you hire a coach and things don't work out, don't blame the coach.
Right. And know what you want out of them hand over anything to them or before you even enter into an agreement with them.
Right.
Another thing along that line is to make sure that the expert you're getting advice from is actually an expert.
There's a lot of that going on these days, isn't there? People who've decided they're going to become a business expert. They've lost their job or whatever, and they don't have really have any background in it, but they decide that's what they want to do.
And how many times have you been given advice by someone, business advice by someone who's never been in business?
Yeah.
When you had children, how many times were you given advice by people who never had children?
Right, exactly.
You just don't know till you've been there. There's just so much that you don't know. So it's wise to be careful to get credentials, to really test and see that they know what they're doing. If you're looking for somebody to advocate to, then you will be taken advantage of, and you'll be drawn in by their conversation, the things
right.
they say, and the claims that they make, instead of testing it out. So if you're going to hire a consultant, an expert, a coach, or anything like that, be sure you know why you're doing it, and it has nothing to do with giving over any control of any part of your business to someone, that you set goals, mm-hmm. objectives, and that you then check them out, and that you follow through with everything.
Well,
otherwise, you've lost control.
Yeah, well said. One good example of that is don't hire a social media expert to help you with your social media marketing if they don't know anything about traditional marketing.
Oh, that's a very good
yeah.
advice.
Yeah, they need to know something about both of them, not the old way and the new way,
mm-hmm.
not just the new stuff. I need your website one more time, Janet, please.
LeverageAndDevelopment.com.
Hey, Janet, good job today. Come back soon. Let's have a good 2015 together. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.